We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We had Doug Plagans on today. He was excellent. We had Randy Moeller on a few moments ago. He was excellent. Steve Goldstein always stops on by around this time, 5 o'clock, and you'll watch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida, the Panthers play-by-play man. Ready for some hockey tonight, Goldie?
Hopefully I'm excellent. I got a question for you before you ask me questions.
All right.
What do Calvin Harris, One Direction, Demi Lovato, Zedd, Shawn Mendes, and Ellie Goulding all have in common?
Not black.
They
none of them are black?
Hey, Calvin Harris might be, yeah. I'm not certain.
No, he's not.
He's white.
I think Crowder's got you on that one.
None of them are black.
None of them are black.
What about Tove Lo? Is she black? Well, they all performed the 2015 Jingle Ball.
Look at this guy.
Which I was at.
This guy loves Jingle Ball.
So I wanted to get, that's why Jingle Ball is great, because you see the future like 3 years, 4 years
he
later.
He kind of undercut you there, though, with the none of them are black.
Well, I asked the question. He actually gave a good answer.
I'm a competitor now.
By the way, Tove Lo is from Stockholm, Sweden. She is not black.
Not black.
I didn't know.
Marshmallow, of course, performs with a marshmallow on his head.
So we
don't know. You don't know.
No.
Could be a toasted marshmallow. Yeah,
be Puerto Rican. Be,
you know, yeah, you have no idea.
We don't know what he is.
It's up in the air.
Cuban-American. Who knows?
Goldie, when he was on with us last, admitted that he went to Jingle Ball. We were talking about going to the movies in the last segment, but he said that he went to Jingle Ball with no kids.
I don't know why he used the word admitted.
Because it's
I boasted about going to
Jingle Ball. Yeah, but then I think you saw our reaction. Because it's just to go to Jingle Ball without kids.
They go to 30 cities across the country, and every arena is full.
With kids.
So it's not
with kids. You're not finishing this. You're not finishing the sentence there when it's with kids. That's like the whole thing.
I'm not 100% sure
okay,
on that.
Okay, well, I'm feeling pretty certain about that.
Do they cuss at Jingle Ball?
Who?
The performer.
I don't believe so. I don't think they use
the
foul language.
Of course not, it's kids.
That's kind of, you know, like if kids are allowed, no cussing.
I was here for Fleetwood Mac last night, and they didn't curse at all.
Because it's
kind what?
Because it's a laid-back Fleetwood Mac show. Like, I would say normally if Marshmello, you know, he's, you know, get out of your mother bleeping seats. Let's go, Mellowheads.
Mellowheads? Are those his fans?
I don't know. So, s'mores.
You sound good, s'mores.
Yeah, a lot of concerts, they don't do that. I don't equate the bad language with, you know, whether there's
children. I just admit there's not a lot of
adults
at Jingle Ball without kids.
Chrissy from the PR department is here. Do we have a breakdown of kids versus adults that show up for Jingle Ball?
Give me a thumbs up. Is Jingle Ball generally a lot of kids going to the show? Yeah, it is, right?
See.
And for with their parents, she just said. See. Is it strange that Goldie goes
with a
group of adults to Jingle Ball with no kids? Yeah, it's a little weird. She nodded her head. It's a
what she didn't tell you is I went out in 20 degrees when we were on the road in Washington a couple of weeks ago to get her a banana for breakfast. Yet she sells me right under the bus. Gonna be the banana Nazi now. No bananas for you, Chrissy. That's it. You're done.
She's not going to fall for the old banana in the tailpipe.
No. She's too smart for that. She's on target.
Steve Goldstein, you're watching tonight on Fox Sports Florida. Did you watch the Duke UNC game last night?
I did not.
You're a college basketball fan.
I am, but I heard what happened.
Now why wouldn't you have watched it?
Because I was here for Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
that's
had
right.
to get
yeah,
my groove on.
My bad. So when you see the story with Zion Williamson, you couldn't avoid it today in all the sports talk shows and all this stuff. Like, does it make you change your opinion or become more vehement in your opinion that college athletes should be paid, shouldn't be paid, that Zion should play again for Duke, that should just wash it away for the season and go to the NBA draft? Like, do you watch what happened last night and it really just invigorates your opinion on it?
Well, for me, those are two totally separate things, because we find out Duke pays $50,000 a year, and it's legal in college
for the insurance policy.
Yeah, for insurance policies. So as far as that's concerned, he said anyway. I mean, obviously, if he gets, you know, God forbid, an athlete like that gets a career-ending injury, you're going to make a lot more than $8 million. But, you know, $8 million, you're pretty much set for life.
Yes. Yeah.
So that, to me, Hawk is different from the other part of it of should he not play again now. If it's me, unless I'm, you know, completely 100%, you know, I'm not playing again for Duke.
So you wouldn't. You'd go, I got too much at stake.
If I totally heal and it's that important
to win a championship.
Well, I don't
think it's much more than a sprain.
Well.
It's a sprain, but what is he
proving?
Let's
see what happens. Well, if he wants to win a championship, why'd Peyton Manning go back to Tennessee for a senior year?
But that was, and it's funny even with that, with Peyton.
Why'd Tim Duncan stay 4 years? Some guys like it and want to win, enjoy the college atmosphere. I mean, I know, you know, people, oh, yeah, sounds so corny, but some guys are like that.
That's what I was going to say. Tim Duncan's real square, so he probably holds a ring. But even Justice Winslow. Like, Justice Winslow has a ring from Duke.
Yeah.
What's it doing for him now? It's sitting up in a safe somewhere.
Pride.
It's costume jewelry. But he's going to make millions and take care of his his kids, kids, kids with the NBA. And in college, they're going to swarm the court. They're going to jump up and down. And then you're going to have this costume jewelry the rest of your life. Like, I really don't get it. I left Florida the year before Urban got there. I would have got a ring if I stayed to my junior year.
You don't care?
I really don't care.
But even, like, when you have – teammates, and I think it's a little different in basketball than football, only because there's such fewer teammates on a basketball team, and you're playing for such a legendary program like Duke. Like, you don't think I what do you think he's going to do, I guess, is the question.
Yeah,
forget about what we would do. What do you think Zion Williamson's going to do?
If he heals
up,
he heals
in a week.
It's
just a low-grade sprain.
Yeah, you can tell how he walked off, not really.
Probably plays.
I don't know. It's crazy to me.
I think he plays. I think he plays again.
For, and
I
who?
Think
Coach K?
For
his teammates?
Yeah, for himself.
What do they do for him?
For himself? I mean, what do any teammates do for you? Like, why do – you know,
my contract's there, now we have this continuity.
But he's got he's got that insurance policy of something really bad.
Yeah,
ends
but even,
up happening.
Even that eight where, what is it, DeAndre Ayton and Michael Badger Jr. last year, they're on two-year, $18 million deals, guaranteed. So they make $18 million. Zion makes eight. And if he – there was no one –
Yeah, and he's going to make over $100 million.
But what if, like Goldie said, what if he tears his knee up bad like a Sean Livingston situation?
No, I get it.
And now he has that $8 million. That's less than $18 million.
I can see both sides of it. I really can. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not going to argue with it. You know, you're going to set generations of your family up for life. I mean, how do you argue with that?
It's why I believe that high school kids should be allowed to go to the NBA if they're capable. Because then the kids that are in college want to be in college,
yeah.
have chosen it, or are unable to make that next step. And the ones that are ready to go to the NBA, where Zion Williamson obviously is, he gets to do that. It's the only category in American workforce that we impose this arbitrary rule.
Well, that's
it is
correct.
Weird.
If IBM... ask the high school senior,
right.
you want to come work for us?
Right.
You go work for them. Now, they could go overseas and play and get
right.
paid.
Right, no, you have an option.
Who did that? The point guard? Who did that?
Dante Exum.
Who is it?
Dante Exum.
Dante Exum, yeah.
So what, you make $1 million going over there?
And you could do that, or you could just sit out, too. I mean, you could literally sit out a year if you wanted.
You know, but this is all, you know, guys, athletes play.
Yeah.
You know, so the year before you're playing in high school, and then you're playing whatever you're playing in the summer, you're not getting paid for that, and you can get hurt.
I just think it's I think it's a greater, and you saw it today on all the sports shows. Like, it's a jump off point. It's a greater jump off point for
no question.
Why is there this imposition of an arbitrary rule? Like, again, not everyone's going to be able to go from high school to the NBA, and some people that go from high school to the NBA are going to flame out, and they shouldn't have. Kwame Brown,
yeah,
remember?
It's happened.
Like it happens.
Yeah. Nice pick, Michael Jordan.
It's a
not a great
executive of the year. but you know,
that.
To me, like the free market, it kind of corrects everything. Mm-hmm. But there is this weird impediment that we put for high school to the NBA, and we talked about this earlier to make kids go. 1 year
makes no sense.
Means nothing.
I agree.
Then you're not saying college is important.
Right.
Because if college is important, you want to go till you graduate.
But once you go for the 1 year, or once you go for a day, I believe it's all Division I sports now, you're allowed to come back and get your degree?
Yes, I know in football.
Yeah. Well, I know they've expanded it now to tennis. Like, you can go play 1 year, and then you can go back anytime you want at, like, schools like Duke. So.
Yeah.
You know, it makes kids go there at least for the year. So
Steve Goldstein is with us. I want to get into the Panthers here for a second and the Heat start their second half of the season tonight. We had asked this question earlier in the week, like, would you rather, if only one team, the Heat or the Panthers, can make the playoffs this season? And I think that's a legitimate possibility.
Right.
Who would you rather have in the playoffs?
The wrong guy to ask.
Or the Panthers. Right. I know what you're going to say.
Of course.
But I asked Valero and Crowder, and they both said the Panthers.
Huh.
And their reasoning was this, and I think it makes a lot of sense. The Heat go to the playoffs, they are out in the first round. There's no question. If they sneak in as the 8 seed, whether they're playing Boston or Philadelphia or Toronto, whoever it ends up being, they don't have the talent to compete.
And I actually referenced you because we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. If you get in the tournament in the NHL.
That is true.
Anything can happen.
We've seen it before.
So now, there's that. That's a pretty valid argument, right?
If they do sneak in 8th, they're going to have to play Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And Tampa, if it seems like if they really want to, they could set the record for the most wins ever.
But what is
the chances?
I mean,
they're that good.
They're playing great hockey the last couple of nights. And Sasha Barkov has been unbelievable. Yeah. What are realistic chances that they could make some sort of push for the playoffs?
Make a push?
Yeah.
Fairly realistic.
And make
it
the playoffs?
Extremely remote, because if you look at it, they've gone 9-4 their last 13 games. If they go 9-4 in the next 13 games, okay, which is tough, but they just did it, so theoretically they could do it, especially if you consider what, you know, whatever happens at the deadline, you would be left with then having to go and probably win. There'd be 11 games left. You probably got to win 8 or 9 of them.
Ooh. It's a tough road.
So it's a tall task. But if you do in the next, my point is, if you do in the next 13, what you just did, you go into the final 2 weeks of the season, you talk about a push, you're in it. And if somehow a couple of teams falter, you know, maybe you have to win 7 of those 11. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. So I look at it as, yeah, sure, you may be able to get a push and get, you know, is 5-6 points out? You know, in mid-March, you consider that in it. Some people do, some people don't. So I think it's an intriguing question.
Is there a mathematical chance? Because Ira Winderman's going to join us next, and he's been writing about, you know, what the 538 says about the Miami Heat's playoff chances. And
well,
stuff.
I just go by myself, you know, what I know. And last year, they didn't make it with 96.
Correct.
They're the second team ever. They had the most wins ever not to make the playoffs. So I think 96 gets you in, because normally it does. And to get 96, you got to go 18-6. Now, a few days ago, it was 21-6, and you're like, come on, no way. Now it's down 18-6. If you do the job tonight and Saturday here at home and finish off this homestand, then you're down to 16-6. Still difficult, but slowly you start. So basically, they can only lose a game a week.
Right.
That's basically it. So
super difficult.
So possible to make a push, super difficult to actually.
And you need the teams ahead of you also to falter.
You do, but, you know, the way I look at it with 96 is the number's the number.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get to the 96, now if a couple of teams that are in spots do falter, maybe you get in at 94. You know, which suddenly makes it, you know, it's one game difference. So it's going to be tough, but if they win these two, you know, Dale Towne and this team's got some big decisions to make and tough ones at the trade deadline, which is Monday at 3 o'clock. Because if you got to go 16-6 and both goalies are healthy,
right,
do you roll the dice?
Do you roll the dice? Would you?
Do you keep the team? Do you go get somebody? Or do you take all your unrestricted free agents? I think they already have 7 draft picks now this year because of all the trades they made already, and go get 3 or 4 more draft picks. Go into the thing with a dozen draft picks. Go into the summer with all that cap space, because you know all the rumors about they're going to go big after a goaltender and maybe a guy like Panarin. You need $10 million a guy. And, you know, just take your medicine for the last 5 weeks of the season. I don't know what you do. It's a great question.
No, we'll find out by Monday. We'll find out what their plans are.
Do these games could it swing the decision they make on
clearly.
Monday?
I mean, if you lost the last two and you lose the next two.
Yeah, then you're a seller.
Well, you would have had to go 18-2. Impossible.
Wow. Yeah.
You win these two, you know, can you go 16-6 in the final 24? I don't know. If you win these two, you will have just gone 11-4 over 15 games. So could you win 11 out of 15 again? The theory would be, sure, you just did.
Way too much math for me. There is so much math going on.
The bottom line is they can lose.
I got to eject.
The bottom line is they can only lose a game a week to make it. But is it worth it to roll the dice and kind of stay even on the peripheral of it and give these guys, you know, a chance to do it? That's the magic question. You also got to know, you know, some of the players that are going to be free agents, if they're not going to be back or they might not be back, you know, what are you going to get from? You know, if you're giving them away for 4th, 5th round picks, maybe you do keep them and let it play out. You know, but if you're getting 2nd and 3rd round picks, you do your job. Those are impact picks.
Steve Goldstein, watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida, along with Denny Potvin. They've got the Panthers and Hurricanes puck drops at 7 o'clock. Ask Denny Potvin if he would go to Jingle Ball with...
Dude, doesn't even know what it is.
Show him.
Does not know what it is.
Show him Marshmello on YouTube and see what he says about a musician who wears a marshmallow.
You should hear him when the pregame skate goes on in all the arenas. And usually it's a player on a team that will pick the playlist.
Yeah.
You know, for when the home team. Trocheck picks the Panther one. You know, some of the songs, they're new. They're, you know, trying to get guys fired up. He's not a fan.
What the hell is this?
He liked to hear Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
You know, like they're trying
Where's Elvis?
Up, yeah,
exactly. Why are they playing Elvis?
Pretty much.
All right, watch Goldie tonight on Fox Sports Florida. Ira Winderman will join us in the next segment. We could talk about Heat playoff chances with him. There's a very good possibility neither team is in the playoffs come playoff time for the NHL and the NBA. Thank you, Goldie. Have a good broadcast tonight.
Always appreciate it, gentlemen.
People always love it via the text machine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.